Hey, welcome to today's session of the Career and Life Hacks podcast for busy people, where we spend 5 minutes each week exploring one single topic that will help you achieve more success in your career. I'm Joanne Ekton, your host, and I'm author of Make Your Job Great and creator of the Team Maximizer Framework. Now, there is one major group of people that you need, that all successful people have around them, and that you'll have to seek out and build around you intentionally. Any idea what I'm talking about? It's a personal and professional advisory network. So listen to this. I pulled together a roundtable of CIOs and other senior-level executives to brainstorm the creation of a peer group to support emerging leaders in the technology field. One of the questions we were attempting to answer was, what topics or skills should we cover to help these people that need to make the transition to a leadership role? Now, keep in mind, I said these were technology people. You know what the very first thing was that they said? Building a network. They all felt that one of the most critical things to do to help you as you grow in your career is to build a network of people you can call on to help you when you need it. No one has all the answers. It's impossible. So the best thing you can know is who to call. And yesterday, I spent 3 hours with a group of entrepreneurs and small business owners, and they're all working on setting up their goals for the year. Now, one woman was talking about doing something she'd had in the works for years, but she hadn't actually started doing it yet. And another man was absolutely brilliant. He had these amazing ideas for a social enterprise, but hadn't made it real because he kept bouncing off to the next idea. And these are just two examples. I could go on and on with stories about people who don't make the promise that the progress that they could make if they had a network of people that could help them focus, get past their fears, and make things happen. Doesn't that make you want to be part of something like that? Do you already have people in your life that you can reach out to when you need help solving a problem or dealing with a situation or just figuring out what your blind spots are? If you're like most people, you start out a bit insecure, thinking you have to have all the answers or at least give the appearance that you do. We're afraid that asking for help actually makes you look weak, when it's really the opposite. Those who ask for help are seen as having confidence, and they have more value. Think of it this way. If you're seen as someone who is very good at what you do, but you act alone, never pulling in any additional support, the amount of value you can deliver is limited. If you're able to reach out and get advice, insights, information, and help from a whole network of people, then the sky's the limit on what you can do. Plus, if you say it out loud, tell other people what you're going to do, now you have more incentive to actually do it. You can make excuses to yourself all day long, and we all do it, but it's a whole lot harder when you have to explain yourself to someone else, isn't it? So you should continue to build two separate networks, one for you personally and one for you professionally. Sometimes they mix, and that's okay. But, you know, most likely the people you hang around with outside of work are people you met through work. But these networks behave differently, and you'll talk about different things depending on whether you're talking with someone in a personal network versus someone in a professional network. But there's three basic rules you need to follow regardless of which type of network we're talking about. One is you need to block time regularly to build and nurture and interact with people on your network. Our lives get so busy, so if you leave this to chance, it just won't happen. Block the time on your calendar. Two, add value to those around you as often as you can. You share information with them, invite them to events they might be interested in, send them a note checking in on them once in a while. Give to them before you need anything. Be generous, but make sure that your interactions with them are relevant and helpful and not annoying. And number three, show appreciation for the help you get. Say thank you. Let them know the outcome. It's human nature to want to close the loop and know how the story ends. So show them that respect and let them know how you implemented their advice and what happened. So in a nutshell, if you really want to advance in your career, sometimes you just need to get out of your own head and get some help from others. Make it a priority to build your own network of people that will support you and that you are willing to help yourself.